from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the podcaster who's at the moment of recording. My fur has not been shorn in a year's worth of early morns. If there was something that, if there was a point in this meander, it would feel forlorn. I wish I could, but my name's not baby. You may feel like I'm a baby, and hopefully you're as cozy as a baby in a Bjorn. I got there. But thanks, everybody, for, you may be confused, too, or looking at me quizzically like a baby facing out in a baby Bjorn. But that makes sense because you say, what am I listening to? Well, it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that eventually is here while you fall asleep or puts you to sleep. It's time for Sleep With Me, podcast puts you to sleep. Hey, everybody, before we get on with the show here, I just want to let you know that Sleep With Me is supposed to be a port in the storm. And the port is, like I've been talking about, trying to be strong and soft at the same time. And we do have an agenda on the show, creating a place where we're built on empathy and compassion for you who's listening. So you have a safe place, a safe harbor to fall asleep in, to take your mind off of stuff, but to keep you company. So that's why the show's here. But if you need more support, there's links to organizations you can connect with right now in our show notes, helplines and text lines. And if you're trying to live with empathy and compassion and to support the lives of the members of our community, if you say, yeah, Black Lives Matter, what can I do to change, to help point things in the right direction? There's links to organizations you can connect with to start on that journey, or if you've been impacted, to help in our show notes right inside your podcast app. And then here is a couple of sponsors that enable me to be here twice a week for you. Thanks. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleep With Me Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me. So if you're new or the show's just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease of loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like, you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get to sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? Like, how much would sleeping be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Even, I mean, obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claritin, tonight's sponsor, for supporting this episode and providing me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. And I want to thank all these listeners that have been supporting Celestial Seasonings and letting Celestial Seasonings know about it. KT4, Lynn, Sherry, Emily, Angela, and Agatha, thank you so much for not only supporting Sleep With Me, supporting Celestial Seasonings, but letting them know about it. When you support a sponsor, that's huge, but when you let them know about it, it's like shouting out, I love Sleep With Me. I get so much out of Sleep With Me that I'm going to go out of my way to keep it free for everybody, that you're really going out of your way to support the show and letting the sponsor know about it. I really appreciate it. So if you want to do that, shout out to a sponsor like Celestial Seasonings, Helix, BetterHelp, Progressive, Apollo, any of our sponsors. You can find everything at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors, and I appreciate it. Thank you everyone who supported Celestial Seasonings. The next part of Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need. There's links to resources you can connect with right now in the show notes. Please use those resources. There's also links to resources if you want to be a part of change, if you want to say Black Lives Matter with your actions. Use those resources, please. Let's make our world a better place. And that is the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone, right? Well, no, one more thing. What I support is trying to support local initiatives, and Carl W. has been giving me a bunch of them straight from where he lives. You know, there's a lot of things you can do for the environment. Compost and recycling. You know, not every place has compost and recycling. Sanitation does not pick up compost in every neighborhood in New York City, and they don't accept plastic bags for recycling. So there's a neighborhood group that pitches a tent Sunday mornings, collects the stuff, and then gets it to the appropriate processing centers. That's over 2,000 pounds of compost every Sunday morning, and that's not restaurants or stores. That's just neighborhood food scraps in Brooklyn. They also have a table for people to drop stuff off for their community fridge. So I'm going to link to the Instagram they have, but you could think about, you know, finding that in your local community or getting it started. Another option to empower you, you know, to change the world, a little small step at a time. And that's the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone, which is now over. Oh, Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out on the show. Who are they?
This posty poster song
sounds like a near fall.
Wrote the theme song
and edits episodes too.
Carl W. the legend
also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer
are on a run, a run, a run. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
All right. Song for you,
any reason at all.
You can tell me the story and
I'll make it personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer, these are your narrators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want. Sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance. We're raising money for the Water Wheel Foundation, and Scooter might get a perm.
Thanks, Mr. Bard. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. That's where you can find me. What do you say we get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning? Mind racing trouble, getting to sleep trouble, staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. going to do the rest. And what I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. That could be thoughts, you know, thinking things you're thinking about, or, you know, remembering, reminiscing, which gets glorified, but reminiscence can come in a long time, you know, a long time. A long reminiscence is not suited for bedtime. And sometimes, you know, reminiscence can take it, then the flavor changes. You've ever had one of those? It's like those, jelly beans. You're enjoying them, you say, oh boy. I'm going to do some quality reminiscing at bedtime. Reminiscing, I've been missing you. Just like, I don't know if that was Hall & Oates that sang that song, but they should have. What have I been missing? Reminiscing. But then all of a sudden you're taking those famous beans, those gourmet ones, jelly beans, and you're saying, ooh, that one's good. Oh boy, that one, that must be cinnamon. That's red hot. And then you get one and you say, what is that? And then suddenly, that's why I reminisce. Oh, so it could be thoughts. It could also be feelings, either connected to those thoughts. Hopefully I'll remember to come back to that. I don't think I've overused reminiscence in a podcast intro before. There's first time for everything. And with Sleep With Me, there's fourth and fifth time too. That feels like the first time to me. But, okay, so it could be feelings that are there from the day, or that have been there a while, or that just, you know, swept in like a little bit of a stormy poo. Could be physical sensations, changes in schedule or routine, disruptions, you know, changes, stuff. Oh, boy, that's stuff. But whatever it is that's keeping you awake, what I'd like to do is take your mind off it and help you fall asleep. So I got this safe place. I got it padded. I got it rubbed. I got it padded down. And I'm inviting you in. Like, tentatively is fine, too. You could say, I'm not sure. I invite at a distance. And most people that become Sleep With Me listeners are the kind of people that pretend, oh, no, I'm not looking. I'm just walking around by this safe place. And you know, eventually I might peek in, but no, I don't have any questions at this moment because I'm not sure. That's totally normal. And then what I'll do is I'll send my, so in order to make you feel invited in, and you know, it's rare that there's no, I should do an episode about this too one day, the comforting cave. Somebody asked me when you hear this, Scoots, did you record an episode about the comforting cave? Actually, I'll write it down. You won't hear me write it down, luckily. Now that I'm thinking about it, I think I did do an episode about the comforting cave a long time ago. Once I wrote it down, I said, I remember it was about some event. I think it was about a toy or candy baron, too. Those are some of my few favorite subjects. But so what I'll do is I'll send my voice. Oh, so saying like a comforting cave, which is rare. You got me on that one. You see, how many caves in the world are comforting? And I'd say, what for? You're saying, can you give me the rules, the ground rules on this debate? First time visit to a cave, because once you've established a relationship with a cave, anybody will tell you it could be comforting. Once you get to know a cave, I'm sure spelunkers out there everywhere are saying, what? And of course, caves are, you know, and some of you maybe, I don't want to go too deep into these caves metaphors because, but spelunking is, that's a beautiful word. Holy moly. I don't know what your root is, spelunking, but in spelunk, is that a one-time, like if you're into spelunking, that would mean you're a spelunker. And if you just do it, do you say, I'm out, like on your, instead of saying BRB, do you say out on a spelunk? Out on a spelunk. OOAS. Where's Glenda? She's OOAS. I don't know what that means. She's out on a spelunk. What does that mean? She's on vacation. Oh, okay. On a trip. Okay. So just picture something warming and warm and inviting. That's what I'm trying to create, that you could eventually make your way towards. And we have other entrances, so that's not our only entrance. It's just the only one I have right now. But what I'll do is I'll send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'll use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, which you've seen. We've already been on a pointless meander and a few superfluous tangents. So much so that I fell in love with the word spelunk that I forgot the other word. What was it like? Reminiscing. There's another episode. Reminiscence of a Spelunker. No, I don't think I can do that because that's too archetypal, but now that I think about it. So I'm going to send my voice across the deep dark. I use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. Now here's, I don't know if this is irony or not, but this podcast, it's not here for you to listen to or to put you to sleep, which is strange to say. But we've already gotten strange. I mean, who wouldn't love a good spelunk? I mean, even if you're not into it, maybe we could repurpose that word to mean a pastime I find enriching and that brings me joy and, you know, whatever other stuff your pastimes bring you. I'm just trying to use shorthand in the most long-winded way possible. I can picture that, like somebody unbuttoning the buckle and like one bell, they say, oh boy, that was a good spelunk. I'm going to have a spelunk. What do you mean? Take a nap? So I don't know. I like that. Hopefully I'll work that in and then, you know, confuse people in my regular life, not just my my podcast life. So this podcast doesn't put you to sleep and it's not really meant to be listened to. Those are the first two things I want to let you know if you're new. Also, not everybody, I would say the majority of people that listen to this podcast on the first time don't like it. Now, some of those people listen two or three times and they get used to it. Some people like it right away. But this is an acquired taste, so that's okay if you're not sure you like the show. If you strongly dislike it, yeah, you could go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou to see other sleep podcasts you could check out. But you could give it a few tries. That's what most reviewers say. Because the first two strange things are, this is something you just kind of passively barely pay attention to. Like one grade above background noise, where you just kind of listen. Obviously, you've been kind of barely following me along. You say, Scooch, those are the most, they're not half rear-ended metaphors, but they're like metaphors that were like, but that's the closest thing I could come to identifying what you're talking about. And I'd say, thanks, yeah, you're pretty accurate. So it's a podcast you barely listen to. It also doesn't put you to sleep. I'm only here to keep you company while you fall asleep, while you eventually drift off. I'm here to be at your bedside, to be your boar friend, your boar bae, your boar cuz, your boar sib, your boar bestie, your boar burr. I'm sorry, whoever recommended that. I forgot. I don't remember barely anything. But, I'm here to keep you company. And that's why the shows are about an hour or usually over an hour, is to give you plenty of time to drift off at your leisure. So you don't got to worry about, am I going to be asleep by the time the episode's over? But also, if you can't sleep, if you need comfort in the deep, dark night, because something's going on or you just can't sleep, you got chronic insomnia, I'm here to keep you company. And that's kind of the kind of job I do. I'm here to keep you company whether you're listening or not. I'll be just keeping you company. That's what a boyfriend does. Talks when you're not really listening, but you need something to not really listen to. Sleep with me. If I ever remembered, I put that in a tagline related to the podcast. The podcast that's here when you don't need something, when you need something you don't need to listen to. Okay, so those are the first couple things I want you to know if you're new. One, I'm glad you're here. But yeah, this show is not for everybody, and it takes a couple times to get used to. You don't really listen. You don't really need to pay any attention. But I'm here for you. That's the real purpose I serve. I'm here for you because you deserve a good night's sleep. I want to say that early or early-ish for sleep with me because it's important. Your rest and you getting the rest you need to live your life, for your life to be more manageable and ideally so that you can flourish, that's important to me. And I think it'll improve our whole world if your world's a little bit better. And that's really what I believe. I also have been there, tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep, particularly get waking. I don't want to get into my own sleep stuff, but I know how it feels. The frustration, the loneliness, the trying, tons of different stuff. So if I can help, well, I can't help everybody. I really wish I could, but if I can help you, it would be my honor. Couple other things while I'm, giving you this hard sell on the podcast that doesn't work for everybody or that can throw new listeners off is the structure of the show. Our show starts off with a greeting, which is similar to other podcasts, Friends Beyond the Binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, so everybody feels welcome and seen. Then there's a little bit of listener support stuff that's out there. Then there's sponsors and stuff for the show. Then there's an intro, which we're probably 9 or 10 minutes into already. And the intro usually is about 20 minutes long, sometimes 22 minutes long. And that can really throw people off. It's a show within a show in the sense that with the rest of the podcast, it's a show within a show you barely notice. But some people wonder, why is the intro so long? Or Scoots, why don't you get to the point? Or when's the story going to start? Or what is the intro? Is it just navel-gazing? And I'd say, I never understand what that word, it probably is navel-gazing. But, if there was a pastime, you say, are you into spelunking or navel-gaze? I said, I'm a navel-gazer. Only my own navel, don't worry. And paintings, maybe not. No, that does sound, I guess that's one of my, but I don't know. Anyway, but the intro goes on and on and on. It does serve a purpose. The goal of the intro is to introduce new people to the show for their first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth times. But then for the regular listener, what up, my regular listeners? How you doing? Can I adjust your blankets for you? Ooh, how about, do you want me to poof that pillow or flatten it down? Okay, good to see you. Great. Totally. What? Okay. I got to get back to this podcast, great job. Great job being you. I did the pointy fingers thing. So what the regular listener knows is the intro is kind of to get some separation from the regular world, the daytime world, and ease you into bedtime. And there's a couple of different ways to use it. Some people get in bed, press play, and start falling asleep right away. That's a small percentage of people. Another small percentage of people skip the intro and start the show 20 or 22 minutes or they're patrons and they listen to story-only episodes. But the rest of the listeners, some people listen all night, but for them, I guess with the one use case, and there's no wrong way to use the podcast, is as part of your wind down routine. You could be in bed getting comfortable, or you could be getting ready for bed, or you could be doing something else. But the intro, helps you wind down. I guess that's my main point. Then there's the sponsors between the intro and the story. And that's just part of a podcast structure that's called what they call the mid-roll. It's not actually in the middle of the show, but it's just called the mid-roll. So those are the sponsors. And then we tell the bedtime story. And that's where most people start drifting off. But again, you can fall asleep. The great thing is you can fall asleep whenever you want. that's the deal. If you don't mind me saying, you could be asleep right now, looking great. So... Oh, then there's thank yous at the end of the show. So that's the structure. So tonight's story will be our episodically modular ongoing series, Journey into the Land of Tomorrow, where some friends play a board, like not a board game, but a role-playing game. And we get to join them. Very soothing, very meandering. It takes place in an archetypal place full of positive reminiscence for a lot of people, not everybody. And what is that? Bathed in nostalgia. So that's the structure of the show. The reason I make the show is because you deserve a good night's sleep. And I really think that's it. I really hope this podcast can help you. I work really hard. I yearn and I strive to make this show as good as I can within the context that I serve, which is just to take your mind off stuff, give you some distance from the reminiscence or whatever's on your mind or whatever you're feeling or experiencing. I'd like to help take your mind off of that and give you a place where you could fall asleep, you know, just by barely paying attention to me. So I'm glad you're here. And here's a couple ways I'm able to be here twice a week for you. Thanks. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. Hey, everybody, it's Scoots, and we're here with our episodically modular, which with optional seriality, meaning you could listen to these in any order, or you could listen to them in order, depending on your preference. But if you're already, you know, drifting in, you could, don't worry, we're going to catch you up on everything. This is a look in at an actual play, game, role-playing game, based in another world. We've gotten this through the transverse plane. A future world much like our own, and but even more so like a different series in the Sleep With Me podcast. In a future world not that different than our own, there'll be a group of friends playing a role-playing game and adventuring and having, well, I think having fun together. Sounds more like they're really focused. They're playing the game. Or they take the games somewhat seriously, not too seriously thus far. Oh, and before I turn things over, I want to recommend another podcast, DM'd GM, because one of the people on that show is one of my favorite people in podcasting, Sean Howard. It also features Russ Moore, and they answer your questions, or hopefully our Dungeon Master's question, about being more comfortable playing the games you want to play. So, a great podcast if you're new to being a DM or a GM. Check it out. You can use the link in our show notes or anywhere you know you like. And here's everybody's favorite Hollywood announcer, the renowned. Is that probably, I could call you renowned. Would love to see you in a crown. You even make my heart palpitate when you frown. Mr. Antonio Banderas. This is Friends Beyond the Binary. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to journey into the land of tomorrow. space sounds. Yeah. Yeah, thanks, everybody. Thanks, Antonio. That was wonderful. And yeah, here's a journey into the land of tomorrow. Okay. Yeah, no. Thank you. I appreciate you being on time. I do, like, but I didn't know if I needed. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Everybody, I'm ready to get started. If everybody's ready to get started, as I said, as part of my being DM, is that I'm going to turn the floor over. Who's going to do our recap and check in of where everything is? Who's taking on that role? Zell is. Okay. Okay. This is Zell. I'm a fighter, warrior, and I'm here because, I'm sorry, I'm a little distracted though. Are you going to level us up or, did you level up our sheet? I didn't mean to break a recap, but, before I get started in character. Oh, well, did you get my email that we like, yeah, I saw we leveled up, all the character sheets are updated. Oh, I'm sorry, Lord Von Chill summarized that email in a different way than portrayed. I should have read the email myself. I'm sorry. Yeah, just wanted to keep the game flow. No, I understand. So my name is Zell. I'm an adventurer. I'm here with my other adventurers, and as we start this morning out, I wanted to, as the other adventurers wait, and I finish up my shift watching over where we are right now, I thought I'd go through the who, what, when, where, and how, and why. Who are we? A group of adventurers. I'm Zell. You know, I feel, this probably isn't appropriate, but, you know, I've felt a bit lost, but something's been calling me my whole life, calling me to something more. And I can take a lot. You know, I'm comfortable. I'll take risks. I consider myself a powerful, but I think the world's in need of change. And I guess I've always been looking for something to believe in or someone to believe in. Maybe somebody that passes on messages in an active or accurate way. But yeah, you know, I pack a great sword and a long bow and a mean streak sometimes. But right now I'm excited to continue our adventure with my fellow adventurers, Eleanor, Florentian nurse and healer, has been extremely effective with Eleanor's Warhammer and throwing hand axes thus far, proven to be an apt companion, even though most recently joined our party. And intriguing with what Eleanor offers. Granada of Darmok, nimble of finger, who have we seen, and quick to act. Chose someone to work with that I still don't quite understand, but I know there's something, you know, secrets are kept. All of us keep secrets. Some secrets, even in our hearts. But Granada of Darmok, when we need stealth, when we need lock picks or trap discovery, thus far, you've been very effective. And you're not technically a sidekick, but more of a hireling, working and played with by Lord Von Chill, our other warrior, our other fighter, knows better than most, goes first, not just in battle, but in life. Powerful and looking for even more power, with a powerful great axe and, a javelin throw. That does make my back sweat sometimes when I see it. Dreams of people singing the songs of glory in his name, Lord Von Chill. And finally, the quietest member of our party, who has been good with a short sword, interestingly enough, M. Watta, a wizard and acolyte, assigned to our party by the Wizards Council that set us on this path. We're in the land of tomorrow. It was once a theme park enjoyed by families in the old world and the before time. But for years, it's been abandoned. And there's some powerful magic at work here. There's rumors of a portal hidden somewhere in the whole theme park, which was a giant, they called it the World of Wonder or something. Oh, no, it was named after someone, kind of like Lord Von Chill. Lord Von Chill World. That sends shivers down my spine in a different way. But this is a land within a theme park where we know, according to the Wizards Council that assigned us here, that they're the only ones that know, and that it's somewhere in this part of the land. There's other forces looking for this, and if they discover first, it could be a disaster. And we've been tasked with finding the portal and then using M-Wada to shut the portal. Forever, or I don't know. I guess I don't totally understand that, but finding the portal, we got to do that. And we checked one attraction and we found a clue. We had to be fleet of foot and quick with the quick on the action, but we discovered a clue, talked to the genie, which led us here into the world of steam. We're resting. We've been resting. We're actually all recovered. We've eaten. And we're going to meet with... because of the magic, this theme park had old, decrepit attractions that seemed to be coming back to life. Some we suspected the work of the wizards, and some we've discovered just came to life on their own. So it's a strange world, and this is a... some sort of movie and animatronic-based attraction, the World of Steam, hosted by the Steam Genie. And I did look at a park brochure that I found that said the Steam Genie will explain to you the wonders of the World of Steam. So this is more of a reality-based steampunk genre attraction. There's giant steam giants, and different sort of steam bots, like for cleaning, I'm guessing. And well, I watched the whole night. I was on guard shift, so I was like observing, of course. There's one that like will vacuum up stuff, one that'll sweep stuff, one that carries stuff around. Technically, but they're powered by steam, and I don't think they're powered by solar rays on the roofs of the buildings. And I think these particular, or maybe magic at this point, I don't know. I don't see any actual steam activity over the 4 hours I was up. But we're going to talk to the Steam Genie this morning. The Steam Genie had promised to watch over us and let us rest and stayed true to the Steam Genie's word. And who, what, where, when, why... and how. So we'll do this as a team. We're going to work with the Steam Genie and see if the Steam Genie... oh, and the Steam Genie's listening. So, hi, Steam Genie. So we're here, I did watch last night a lot of the... it seems like when your Steam people are resting, they go into their modes from the show. Even you were talking... did you know you were talking in your sleep, Steam Genie? Thank you. Welcome to the world of steam, adventurers. It's so good to see you. The world of steam's in need of your help. Well, thanks, Steam Genie. But I was going to ask, did you know you were talking in your sleep about steam? Well, I did know that. Adventurers, I've been observing you as well. And I was told you would come. And I was left with would you like me to... so you don't need me to go through all the wonders of the world of steam. I could take you on a journey to another world, a world powered by steam, and set aside your preconceived notions of what technology could be, and see what technology could be with steam. You know, some people talk about soot and smoke, grime. Well, Steam Genie, I'm sorry, but we're kind of on a quest here. And you actually said that like about 45 times last night. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, thank you for listening. Would you be interested in the world of steam? I would be interested in it. But yeah, we got to get to this. We were told to meet with you because you would have the information we seek as part of our quest. And I don't want to say what the information is because I don't, just in case. Oh, yes. Well, I have a quest for all of you as well. Well, we were supposed to see you. We're not exactly here to get involved in something else. So you're all wizards, correct? You're part of the Wizards Council. They said you would come. Someone would come. Well, I'm a wizard. I'm Imwata. And I demand to know where what we seek is. Okay, don't get all steamed up there, Teapot. I could tell you're in search of something. And I know exactly what you're searching for, where it is. And I just need you to do a couple things for me. Okay, this is Imwata again. And I demand to know if you know what we're searching for. I do. I do know what you're searching for and where it is. You're searching for a powerful gem imbued with magic to be constructed for something the wizards would not tell me. They said it was a part of what you're trying to put together. And that it's hidden somewhere. And they knew I wouldn't talk and they said in exchange, we hid it. So they said, you know, if you're going to do it, it's right where the things I need you to do are on the way. So you're going to have to do it pretty much anyway. So if you want to know where it is, like, I need your word that you're going to do what I need you to do. Okay, this is Imwata telling the party that it is a gem we seek. What part of a gem for what? We don't want to talk about it in front of the steam genie. Why? Well, because what if the steam genie has limited knowledge? But so do we, but we're a part of your party. Okay. But it's just a part of, we're trying to put something together to find and deal with the portal. And this gem is a key part of that. It'll help us locate the portal, but it'll also help us deal with the portal when we find it. Okay. Okay, this is Zell. I'm still speaking to Wada. Okay, I'll take over, Wada, because you're like, Steam Genie, what is it that you need? And then let us talk about it, please. You know, just to be polite. Yes, I wouldn't expect you to whistle like, yes, I didn't think of, I'm out of steam puns. There was once a show called Steam Pipe Alley starring Mario Cantone. I don't know if any of you are familiar with that. No. Okay, so here's the thing. There's next door is another attraction, actually a ride. And I don't want to give you the details of the ride, but the strange things have been afoot in the wizards when they used to kind of keep things under control. But it's been a long time since I've seen a wizard in here. And the other attractions are trying to take over. Now, the attraction next door, they keep trying to come in. We've managed to block the door where some of them are trying to get in. But we know sooner or later they're going to work their way in here. And we can't get into their attraction. The steam giants can't get in there because it's lower ceilings. And so we can't go in there and deal with it. So we need you to deal with this other attraction. The other attraction is not nice like me. They're unreasonable. They have this much a different view of the future there. And actually, it was, what do they call that? A retread or a redo of, so it's not even, we were original, the superstructure of this attraction is repurposed, but the story of this attraction of the world of steam was brand new. And it was quite a popular show in its time because of the steam. Also, I need you to turn the steam back on. You're going to see this pipe above me? It's a steam this way into this room. There's a control room in there. And our enemies in the room next, in the traction next door, have shut it down. And I need you to turn the steam back on. Okay, this is Zell whispering to my party. I think that's just a sticker and a plastic pipe. I don't think there's any steam. Yes, but I think, Eleanor, what do you think? I think we should just humor and find out some. Okay, so what are we looking at, Steam Genie, as far as these beings and the attraction? Okay, so the attraction was originally an attraction called Buzz Tomorrow, and it was about a great hero, Buzz Tomorrow, space adventurer, and part of the Space Force who was helping deal with, that was the original attraction. Then when they redid it, they kept Buzz Tomorrow, but they redid the attraction, and then this thing of like an anti-dystopia is very meta. So it's an anti-dystopian ride about the dangers of dystopia, and that Buzz Tomorrow, which is in character, is very positive. So it's also a tribute to a move away from dystopia and hopelessness. So a theme of hope and tomorrow, Buzz Tomorrow. Tomorrow, you'll be buzzing. So I don't know if I'm making sense. So there's Buzz Tomorrow, who's a space ranger. There's the Emperor of Dystopia, I don't know, the Emperor of the Dystopian World. Also kind of like a comedy, like, I don't know, it's very, it's calling Hollywood to task for not doing enough utopia. Oh, remember that one story about James Cashpenny and Richard Warren Sears were in are they in the ride because they were in a utopia? Steam Genie's never heard of it, what you're talking about. Okay, anyway, Steam Genie, any other beings we got to worry about? Yeah, there's the dystopians. They were little green people, and they still kind of are. But they're the people that have, they kind of repainted them to look like people that are, unhappy with, represent negativity. Like brain bots a little bit? I don't know what you're talking about, but, so there's a lot of them, and then there's Buzz Tomorrow and the Emperor. Okay, and how strong are they? Well, the dystopians are very small and not very powerful. They can't do much harm. Even as a group, they tend to go to travel in packs of 6 to 12. And Buzz Tomorrow and the Emperor are probably working together, plotting sooner probably to come in here. And once one of them gets in here, then, you know, we have the steam giants So it'll be kind of like who could win between them. So Buzz Tomorrow's as big as a steam giant? No, but Buzz Tomorrow does seem to be powerful, but I don't know if powerful as 5 adventurers like you. And what about the Emperor? Well, the Emperor stands guard in the room that you're going to search into. There was originally 2 ways in the room. You could go left or right when you go through this door we're going to open for you. If you go left, it goes towards the beginning of the ride, and then you could go in the back way through the exit, you know, where the unload is. Or you could progress as the ride progresses. The Emperor is at the end of the ride. Also at the end of the ride is a claw, a giant claw. And on the back of the claw is where the wizards have hidden your gem. Like the shining power button for the claw is actually your gem. Okay, so not much else we need to know. We're at full. Thank you, Steam Genie. So we need to turn on the steam and defeat as many of the dystopians and then Buzz tomorrow and the Emperor. Yes, I need you to their attractions. So, end the sentience that has been granted to the animatronics. Okay. Yeah, so make them non-functional. Exactly. Wow. I don't know. With Steam, that's, we're much hardier. So, yes. And do you need us to come back here or anything? Well, you could come back and we would watch over you. You know, if you go and you battle and you want a place to rest, just return. What I'll do is I'll send some of my tiny steam bunnies to watch and observe and report back to me. You won't really notice them, and they're small enough that even the dystopians should leave them alone. Okay. All right. Well, what does everybody think? This is Al asking. Granada, what do you think? I think this is the next stage in our adventure. Yes, Lord Von Chill says that it would be, we will keep our word and defeat this Buzz tomorrow. Sounds like beyond my nerves. Eleanor, I think, yeah, I'm ready. Wada, yes, this isn't what we're called to do. Okay, do have one thing with, M.Y. to be nice, I don't know. And then, Eleanor, I've been thinking, you've been very effective. So do you want to save all, this is your choice, but do you want to save any healing? Do you have any offensive spell? Do you do any offensive spell casting? Or do you want to just make sure to have healing ready? Because I can't imagine anything doing, you're tough. I've been really impressed. Thank you. I pride myself on that. Now that we've leveled up, I'm even... Yeah, no, I have many... I have healing spells ready. I could even cast aid right before we go in there. And that'll give us extra 5 hit points each. Okay, that sounds good. So, Steam Genie, I think we're ready. What does everybody think when we go in? Should we look at the room and then assess things or go left or right? Is anybody feeling anything? Lord Von Chill says, let's assess things in the room. Yeah, anybody else? Okay, I guess that's a group consensus. Okay, follow the steam bunny through. You're going to need to crawl through that crawl space. One of the steam giants is going to lift over and pull up a blockade. It'll be in front of whoever's in the lead with your group. So I'm going to go first as Zell. Then, what if we keep going the way we're going? Zell, Von Chill, Granada, Wada, and Eleanor. Does that sound good to everybody? Okay, great. Yeah, let's go. Okay, so you crawl through a crawl space, and then a big piece of metal that has been kind of pushed into the crawl space is lifted up. And it's not exactly, you wonder if you can trust the steam giant, but you crawl quickly through, all of you. And you come out into a room that was called Dreaming of Utopia. And you see there's a cutout. It's like a billboard of Buzz Tomorrow. So you get a good look at Buzz Tomorrow, kind of a shining space adventurer and kind of like a spacesuit that could be also an exoskeleton, and saying tomorrow's going to be amazing. And you do see some of these dystopians, and they have big eyes, and they are watching you and kind of vibrating a little bit, but none of them are moving or anything. And they have the part of the attraction was you were going through and you're trying to add some joy to the dystopian. So this was cool effect when they had it, is they would change colors from this kind of gray monotone or sepia to cool, like neon colors, when you gave, because you had this like hope of tomorrow ray. So this is like the entrance to the dream, utopian dream or something. I don't know. Now it just looks like some of the, I don't know. That's probably all you need to know. Okay. Zell, you're leading today, it seems like. Okay. I would say let's go in the back way if we can. What does everybody think about that? So we'd go left, which I guess is like, I don't know, left, towards back, towards the beginning of the ride. What does everybody think about that? I mean, it sounds good. Sounds good, yeah. Okay, so we look left. What can we see? Okay, you can kind of see that there's doors that are barely on their hinges that would have let you into this room of the ride. And you could kind of see through the cracks in the doors that there's another part of the ride. And the dystopians are still watching, but none have really moved from their places. Okay, I'd say, Eleanor, keep an eye on them as we proceed. Keep an eye on the our backs, okay? Okay, so we'll go up to the door, and should we check to see if the doors has anything like we need to worry about? Yes, I'll check it. I'll check it, Granada. I'll check it for traps. Yeah, there's no traps. You don't detect anything at all. I don't detect anything at all, or there's no traps. I'm confident there's no traps. Yeah, you're confident there's no traps on the doors. Okay, no physical traps. Mwada, could you see, do you have like a, yeah, okay. Okay, so you detect no magic traps on the doors, but there is something powerful, but not dangerous in the next room, something. Maybe it's what we're looking for. Maybe it got relocated. Okay, let's I'll listen at the door. Okay, you listen and you even look through the cracks. You could see more dystopians kind of behaving the same way the dystopians in this room are. And you see you just see another thing, which is like you don't see anything that catches your eye, really. Okay, let's go through the doors slowly and cautiously while Eleanor watches our backs. Okay, so you go into the next room, and it's like a backdrop of the Hollywood Hills, and the dystopians have kind of taken over. So some of them are dressed like movie stars, there's a red carpet. And they're all kind of like it's a kind of farce about profiting from dystopian. I don't know, the ride, this was not a popular redo of the ride, but it's like a anti-dystopian propaganda, I would say. I don't know, it's kind of saying that Hollywood made too much. It's just strange, and it's hard to put together because some of the rides deteriorated. And there's still a decent amount, probably 30 dystopians in different kind of costumes and stuff. And they're all, their eyes are watching you just like they were in the other room. Okay, well, in the other room, if we didn't approach them, they didn't approach us. So let's slowly proceed to the center of the room and then figure out what the magic thing is. Wada, what you want to be in charge of that? Okay, so you proceed into the center of the room, and you say it's coming from near the Hollywood sign up. So it's up about 12 feet off the ground. The Hollywood sign is against a fake backdrop of hills, and you say it's coming in between the H and the O and the L somewhere. There's something magic up there. Okay, Granada, you're the most dexterous. You've got the moves. Do you want to try to climb up there? and get what there is to get. WADA, does it seem safe? Yeah, it seems safe to WADA. Okay, so I'll climb up there and see what I can get. Okay, so you successfully climb up to the H and the O and the L, and you see, and even you sense the magic in between, like on the back of the O is a crescent wrench, which you know what it is because you've worked with tools before. And it's very magical. And you take it and you put it in your pouch or whatever. But as soon as you do, 8 of the dystopians go after your party immediately. So it's a total surprise. Let's see. And I worked out the order, which will also be the order for once you regain your footing. But a little like I was calling them little aliens because that's what they were when I wrote this out. But they're dystopians. Originally, they were little aliens in the original attraction. Sorry. But the first LA3 gets a 10, misses on right on Granada. And LA8 is also by Granada, goes after Granada, misses. LA1 also by Granada up in the hills. Goes after Granada, fails. 7 goes after Lord Von Chill and does 3. But you had 8, so really you still have 2 extra hit points. LA5 goes after Eleanor at the back of the room. And they just claw at your mostly getting you in the thighs and jumping up. In the cracks, but does, yes, claws at Eleanor, does 3 of damage, but luckily evade. LA4 also goes after Eleanor, misses. LA2 and LA6 go after Zell. LA2 is successful again, cutting your kind of your sides of your knees, so 3 damage. LA6 is not, hits your shin pads. Okay, so we should, let's get to it, huh? This is battle time, finally, here. How's our order looking? Okay, it's going to be MWADA, LA3, Granada, LA8, Zell, LA1, LA7, LA5, Eleanor, Lord Von Chill, LA4, LA2, LA6. Oh, wow. Okay. I like those. Okay. So, WADA, what are you going to do? Do we know how the armor class and stuff is? You'll see. Don't worry, WADA. Yeah. So, this is me talking to myself. So, WADA gets 14. And I'll do it with bonuses. Okay. So, 14. Oh, WADA, who are you going after? I'm going to use my short sword, LA3, since they had to. Okay, so you go after LA3, and you slice it right in. No longer functioning dystopian. Great. Granada? I'll go after LA2? LA1? LA8? Okay, you got an 18. LA8's gone, then. Okay, you got an 18, by the way. Okay, LA8-4, so goes after Eleanor, no. Zell, no. You shoot with your bow and miss. LA1 goes after Eleanor, fails. LA7 goes after Eleanor, fails. LA5 goes after Eleanor, fails. Eleanor, you go after LA8. Is that what thanks for writing that down. No, you miss. Lord Von Chill gets LA8, or LA1. I'm sorry, I'm mixed up here. Yeah, so LA1's now gone. So 3 down. Is that right? WADA took out LA3. I think that's right. Just keep going. You're doing great. Oh, thanks, Lord Von Chill. So Lord Von Chill took out LA-4 LA-4 goes after Lord Von Chill, misses. LA-2 goes after Lord Von Chill, misses. LA-6 goes after Lord Von Chill, misses. Okay, Wada gets a 19. Wow, 19 takes out LA-7. Granada, a 14. LA-5. Wow. Zell, 18. LA-4. Wow, man, these things don't stand a chance. Thank you for handling this, Dungeon Master. Okay. What do we got next? LA-1's gone, LA-7, LA-5, Eleanor, 6, sorry. Lord Von Chill, 14. So you take out LA-2. So that just leaves LA-6. Who gets an 11 on Eleanor, misses. And Watt again with the short sword, third. That's it. So they're all malfunctioning, and the other ones are still watching, but they don't move. And Wada goes up to one and pushes it, and it's like not attached. Okay, Granada here. Quick question. So is this? So we didn't really lose any. That was an easy battle. Holy cow! But so is this the thing we're looking for, Wada? This crescent wrench? No, it's not, but it probably serves some purpose. I don't know. I'd have to contemplate it. And after that battle, I'm not in the place to go. I probably have to sit down and contemplate it. But you should hold on to it. Okay. We should keep going. What can we see? Okay. So there's a slight bend to your right, so there's no doors that where you could see. You can't see around the bend, but it's like tiered. Like if you were on the ride, it'd lead into this room, come around the corner, and then you'd see the Hollywood Hills, and then you'd get closer to them. Okay, so should we just go into the next room? Well, I don't. I think this is Granada. I think I should go ahead and see what I can find. Okay, so you're trying to find traps, and you do find some that are kind of and you disarm the traps. I'm trying to pick and choose the details to give everybody, so I hope that's okay. We could talk about it off week, but trying to keep to the important stuff, okay? Okay, so what do I see in the room after I disarm the traps? It's pretty stark and empty in here. There's a couple ride vehicles. And other than that, it's just there's some natural light because there's higher up windows. One or two of them are broken. The windows aren't big enough to really make you, put you on alert. Okay. And what's behind us? Okay, so there's another curve behind you, like the one you just did, and you can't see it from where you are because you're kind of in the middle of the room where there's like the last part of the queue and then the boarding area. Okay, so everybody could come in here, right? Yeah, just Eleanor, keep watching our back, okay? I'm watching the back. Okay, so you were in the room, everybody. Zell's in the lead again. I disarmed some traps, by the way. Should we proceed? Should I proceed? Yeah, why don't you go ahead and see what you see? Okay, so I go around the corner, and what do I see? Okay, you go around the corner and you see the unload area where there's still a couple more vehicles. One's turned over on its side. There's a couple little aliens or dystopians that are non-operable, that they look like they'd been through something. And then in the back of the room is a lot of debris, but you can't really see much more from where you are now. Okay, can I check for traps here too? Yeah, you don't find any. You're pretty sure there aren't any. Okay. Does everybody want to come in? Is there anything else? I observe the room. It's just an unload room. Yeah, nothing else catch your attention. It's probably like it's mostly was done up with glow painting that you can't see anyway. Or black-like painting. Okay, so we're in the room. Let's approach the debris. The debris at the back of the room. Can we see who knows, who observes the most about the debris or anything else? Okay, wow, your rolls are great. Zell goes up to the debris, and Zell, with a really good roll, what would you do? I'd want to know, how recent the debris is. Can we get through it? And anything else I can observe or listen to? Okay, and then how are you going to approach the debris as you do that? Very cautiously and quietly, obviously. So Zell approaches the debris and realizes that this is like a recent cave-in or something. Something recently made this area impassable. But Zell also hears some arguing happening on the other side of the debris. A lot of the debris is like metal and then panels, even parts from other vehicles. It's tough to tell. It definitely wasn't a cave-in. It was placed as something, I don't know, maybe it's a barrier to keep people out. Okay, but I can, and we checked for traps, so I'll what can I hear of this argument? Okay, so you're listening. You can't hear it perfectly, but you can hear something saying in a robotic voice, "Darn it, Buzz, I've had enough. It's time to move. Take some of them with you and find a way into that steam world. And once you find a way in there, let me know. But I'll keep watch over this room. So nobody comes in the back way." And then Buzz says, the back way is impassable. And so you determine this is Buzz and Buzz tomorrow. Yeah. And the Emperor is saying, no. The carousel is coming. And then they're going to try to get through there. We have to. And Buzz says, okay. And Buzz says, "All right, I'll head out. I'm going to get ready. I'm almost powered up." And the Emperor says, good. "Sorry, I lost my..." And then they kind of have an apology. And even them, they kind of try to rebuild consensus, rapport. So you return to your party. Okay, so it sounds like this Buzz is heading out. And pretty soon, this area is impassable. So we're going to have to go all the way back around. So what I'm thinking is we do the same thing that the LAs, the dystopians did to us. It's like we go back around to the room we came in. If we can get there, and then Granada, you scout out Buzz if you can. Hopefully you get a good roll like we've been getting. And let us know when Buzz is coming, and then we'll lie and wait for Buzz tomorrow and hopefully have an advantage over Buzz tomorrow. Okay, that sounds good to me. Is everybody ready? Can we just go back to the room and do we need to roll for anything to get back there? No, you don't. Okay, one observation, Granada here. When I went into, now I'm not sure if we were, those little aliens came after me because we grabbed the wrench or because we went into their territory. But if we are going to hide somewhere, in this room, because now again, how many little aliens do we see, DM? In this room, probably like 15. None of them. Your memory serves that they don't seem like they've moved, other than their eyes and little vibrations. Can we find spots where we wouldn't be in the little aliens' territory? Everybody else in the party can hide somewhere. Do you think? Yeah, the only problem is that the places without the little aliens is at the far end of the room, like the air part of the room you came into, because they're more gathered or assembled as a part of this, like on the other side of the, like, you know what I mean? So you're a little bit of a distance from the entrance to the room that you haven't been through. Okay. Well, everybody hide, and I will stealthily attempt to look in the other room, observe, and keep going and see if I could spot when Buzz is on Buzz's way. Maybe hide. Can I roll for all that? You can. Oh, wow. Yeah, wow. 17. Okay. Plus my bonuses, right? Yeah. So everyone hides effectively behind the different things. Not important. Probably not the greatest cover, though. Other than hiding, it's mostly like plywood, but a lot of plastic and fiberglass, just so you're aware. You know that as adventurers. Okay, so not a lot. Well, like hiding cover, but not physical cover. And Granada goes to the room, which again curls around again. And as Granada goes in that room's like a little bit of it was like literally like a transition scene where there was going to be, there once was like these, you could see it's all ripped off, projection mapping stuff. But you can see that that was there to hide a couple doors. And then again, it wraps around like a U. So you crawl on your all fours, full stealth, and look, and you see down the hall, Buzz is talking to some little aliens. And Buzz does look pretty sleek and like a space ranger. What do you think you would do with that information? Can I proceed back? Can I wait and watch for Buzz to move and then head back to hide in the same room as my adventuring party? You can, and I'd say you're doing that, and you're waiting. Everyone's waiting, which is a great place for us to take at least a virtual nap until next time. Just waiting for Buzz tomorrow to move with the little dystopians, and waiting and resting until next week. Good night, everybody. All right, I want to thank everybody who became a patron recently. I want to thank Pascal, Squid Girl, and Nikki. Thanks, and good night. Devin, Renee, and Barry. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Amira, Richard, and Hayden. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Haley, not so funny. And Elliot, thank you, thanks, and good night. Carla, Justin, and Prani, thanks, and good night. Caroline, Courtney, and Amanda, thanks, and good night. Barbara, Emily, and Heidi, thanks, and good night. Katie, Max, and Isabel, thank you, thanks, and good night. Sam, JP, and Adrian, thank you, thanks, and good night. C, Drew, and Mark, thank you, thanks, and good night. Jaina, Hannah, and Charles, thank you, thanks, and good night. Rosa, Carolyn, and Panagiotis, thank you, thanks, and good night. Michaela, Joshua, and Emily, thank you, thanks, and good night. Judy, Lila, and Shane, thank you, thanks, and good night. Ari, Katrina and Tara. Thank you. Thanks. And good night. Maria, Colleen, and Andrea. Thank you. Thanks. And good night. Lane, Nanette, and Anna. Thanks. And good night. And Katie and Lemon. Thank you. Thanks. And good night. Like, assuming this is a free podcast because of those people that support the show, either directly on Patreon or supporter sponsors. That's how we're here for you, free twice a week. Thanks to all those friends of the show. And we grow as a podcast, a free way to help the show. Just spread the word, not even just about Sleep With Me, but about podcasts in general. If you're talking to someone, show them how to use their podcast app. Show them what podcast app you use. See what podcast app's on their phone. Walk them through it. Nope, not in a pressure, but say, hey, this is a whole world of discovery waiting for you. And you only have to mention Sleep With Me if it comes up or you want to show them. But if you get someone in a podcast, everybody wins. So that's it. Okay. How do you feel about this cross breeze right now? Cross breeze or no cross breeze right now? Okay. All right. Good night. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed, too. Now, I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts, and on Android you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 1253 Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabolik's, like, we're getting ready, big announcement, if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabolik. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And, that was episode 1 of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 1252 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off. And episode 10... Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 1250, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Wildy Wonka tour that came out of some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series, a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support@supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's I put it at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right, and building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepinmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.